Woo!
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So Ireland live from Sacramento. That garden spot up there.
Yeah, you got a cowbell. I'm disappointed. Wait, Taylor, are you really a Sacramento Kings fan?
Yes. I was a little reluctant to admit it today.
Well,
but
how old are you?
I'm 30. 31 in 3 days.
All right, and he'll brag. He'll say, and I'm tall.
Well,
I'm tall.
Here's the thing. Taylor, for like ever since maybe 2003, when they had that Chris Webber, the end of that Chris Webber, Jason Williams thing, you basically, you're 6'5", you could have played for the Kings. They've been that bad. I mean, I don't know how you've hung in there this long. For half of your life, they have been awful. How do you maintain this allegiance to a team that has done nothing to earn your support?
Well, when I started to love basketball was around that time, 1999. They had Jason Williams, Chris Webber.
Yeah, that was a fun team.
Yeah, those were good teams. The great rivalry with the Lakers at that point.
But never able to get over the hump until they picked up Bibby. They traded for Bibby and then became a contender. And those were the years that I started watching.
But I mean, ultimately,
basketball.
Taylor, they never got over the hump.
Well, 2002
Taylor, at some
was
point,
a little,
like, let me just ask you this. At some point, Taylor, you know, like, let's say you have a favorite restaurant. If you keep going back and you keep getting really, really bad food, at some point you're out, right? You don't keep going back to the restaurant. I can't think of a team, Mace, help me here, in all of professional sports that has been as bad as the Kings over the past 15 years.
Consistently bad.
Like, at least the Clippers came out of it. Like, the T-Wolves had Kevin Garnett.
Right, they had that.
The Bengals won their division this year.
The Marlins are terrible. Somehow won two World Series.
Right. Like, the Pirates are bad, but they had those teams with, like, Andy Van Slyke and Barry Bonds. And I mean, Taylor, how many times can you get hit in the – how many times can Lucy pull the football from Charlie Brown before you say, all right, I can't invest any more time in this?
But the only worst feeling would be a bandwagoner.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not suggesting you jump on another team's bandwagon. I would just, like, for years, Ben Lyons rooted for the Eagles. And they were so bad for so long that he just said, I'm out. And he adopted the Rams. So now he roots for the Rams.
So but you, I'm not so saying you think Taylor that. Should abandon. Now, Taylor, where are you from?
I'm from a farm in Iowa where there's no professional sports at all.
And so you didn't somehow glom onto being a Bulls fan because you got WGN in Iowa, right?
I got three or four TV channels, so I was watching...
three or four. Nice.
Yeah, you got
sometimes,
one,
sometimes
channels
NBC
one,
would
two,
come
three,
in.
Three and four?
NBC would come in, and I would watch Inside Stuff, see all
there
the highlights. And yeah.
So how did you adopt the Kings?
Jason Williams, he was the first favorite player
chocolate?
That I ever had. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, so I was a little kid in Ohio, and I, for whatever reason, I was always a contrarian. So I didn't like the Browns. And by the way, the Browns were in this conversation for worst franchises in all of professional sports.
They
for
made
the
last, playoffs
who knows
last
how
year.
Many years.
They
yeah, I know.
Beat the Patriots.
But they're out of the play. What about the Lions? Out of the playoffs more than they're
Lions
in the
is a good one. Lions, you'd have to consider.
So when I was a little kid, there were some Browns fans in my neighborhood, and I was a big contrarian. I always wanted something else. So I always wanted to live in Los Angeles, and so I started rooting for the Rams even as a little kid. Now, that seemed pretty random to people, but I was a Rams fan. This sounds random that you would just choose the Sacramento Kings as opposed to the Lakers or the Bulls
did you,
or one
Taylor,
of the big
did
franchises.
You ever live in Northern California or near Sacramento at some point in time?
No, never. Lived there for 18 wow. years. I lived in Wisconsin for a few years, South
so
Carolina.
Sad. You know you have no hope, right?
Oh, I'm fully aware. I'm not delusional.
I mean, they drafted Marvin Bagley instead of Luka.
Don't forget Jimmer, Thomas Robinson.
Yeah,
well, Macklemore.
Oh, yeah. By the way, all those guys were first round picks.
Oh yes.
Yeah, they are. Yep. They know how to draft. They know how to draft.
Isaiah Thomas was a good pick though.
He was 60th. Yeah, and then they let him go for nothing.
Yeah.
But Mace, going back to what Morales was talking about in the open, how do you feel about, like, you clearly have been the biggest diva here. How do you feel about Kaplan moving in on your turf?
Seriously, how am I not still the biggest diva here? First of all, I invented diva. That's my thing. That's my whole act is diva.
See, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this anymore, Mason.
Bergman, you've worked on both shows, so
yes.
your insight here would be more valued than like just some Joe off the street. Who is more needy, Kaplan or Mason?
See, here's the thing. Mason is not needy anymore. He's not the same guy that he was a few years ago. The biggest, neediest person on this station is easily Alan Sliwa.
Wow. No, it's not Alan Sliwa.
No, that's the opposite.
No, it's Kaplan. It is
it's
Kaplan.
It's me over Kaplan.
In what way is Kaplan? Wait, okay, so the thing that makes Mason a diva is because he makes everything about him.
Correct. Everything is about me.
Kaplan does that more than Mason does?
Oh, absolutely. Have you listened to their show before? Everything is about what Kaplan likes and what Kaplan doesn't like and what Kaplan is. He wants to give everybody robes. He has to do that. He has to stay in a doctor's house because he can't stay anywhere else.
Does he give everybody robes?
Yeah,
he did give everybody
He was
robes.
Supposed to give me one. He never got me a robe.
I have your robe in my
house. Wanted a robe and he never got me a robe.
Bergman just says he has your robe.
I have your robe.
Yeah, well, I don't have it in my – I was at the station. Nobody gave me my robe.
I can't go to the station, and when I can go to the station and you can go to the station, I can give you the robe. But Kaplan, like today, he wants to record something for somebody, which is great. And I said, hey, can you just do it during your show? We don't really have a lot of people at the station, and it's really busy. He goes, I don't know. I don't think I can. Just wait until your show at 4 o'clock. Totally easy to do.
So wait a minute. So let's line up some of the reasons why Mason would be considered a diva.
Yes.
If Kaplan doesn't get invited to something, is it the end of the world?
Oh, no, he won't care, actually.
Oh, I will care. I didn't get invited to Trudell's birthday party.
Right, and Mason will lord that over somebody forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am offended that I was not invited. It was even at John's house, and I was not invited to it.
Okay, so Greg, how about this? If Kaplan has even the hint of a cold, is he out?
No, he'll actually push through. I'll give him that.
Okay, so
wait a
minute.
You're starting to turn me a little bit, okay?
Right. All right. Mason is easily still the biggest
Who takes more days off? Me!
Mason, standing up for you here. Kaplan can't even run in your league.
It's so funny. I feel like I'm standing up for Mason by saying he's no longer the diva that he used to be.
No, you're taking away from him. You're doing the opposite.
Right, but like you don't have a problem with things though. You're way more open to things. You listen. You don't just say, "Oh no, it has to be my way or the highway."
You get on the phone with me once a day and you say, "I got this idea, I got this," and then you know what we do? We do something else altogether.
Mason has fooled you to the end of time if you think he's listening. I can't believe you just said that. Greg, how many times on this show have I said, hey, you remember when we had Kim Kardashian on the show? Never been on this show.
Never been
Mace,
on the show.
Okay, Hub Arkus, who's been on the show? Absolutely not. Mason doesn't even
That's just a bad memory.
No, he doesn't even listen to the other person on the show.
Yeah, I don't even know they're there. I'm not even sure they're there.
I mean, you are really into your singing voice.
Hey, Scott Kaplan, become a real diva and then come for the crown. If you come at the king, you best not.
Okay, so you want to hear this? Here's a great diva story. It just happened this morning. I was doing my podcast, and an actress, a Broadway actress by the name of Kelly O'Hara, was on the show. She's won Tonys and all that kind of stuff, and she once starred as Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. And I played Henry Higgins when I was in high school. So what did I do? I said, Kelly, I want you to judge me this. I've grown accustomed to a face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles.
Isn't it weird how you remember all that stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, who else gets on with a Tony-winning actress and actually believes?
And then makes it about him.
Yeah, and make it about me. That's quintessential diva behavior.
Your take on this is absurd. There's no way that Kaplan is a bigger diva than Mason. None.
I mean, Kaplan is very much a diva, though. I just, I just don't think that Mason portrays it as much as he may have used to.
I think we do.
You do. You portray him as it, but I don't think he does it anymore.
I'm going to come up with the ultimate diva quiz, and we're going to bring Kaplan on.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to determine once and for all. All right. I'll do it. Give me a couple of weeks, guys. I'll do it when I get back from the Grammy trip.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have a couple of weeks for me to work on it.
Excellent. Is there a difference between bougie and diva, though, too?
Well, sure. Kaplan's more bougie. I would admit that. Mason's not bougie. Mason would show up to, like, a formal dinner in a hoodie.
Sweatpants and a hoodie.
It's true.
Yeah, I just want
to be comfortable. Would.
That's all I want is to be comfortable.
But, again, I would argue that that's a little bit of a diva-type behavior because that's something that, like, Madonna or Barbara Streisand would do.
Boss Amanda just texted it. She said, Mason is a diva. Kaplan is a pain in the ass. Okay.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, that's probably a fair characterization right there.
By the way, Amanda's going to join us at 1:30 so you can talk to her about it.
Oh, yeah. John, have you – and I'm bringing her on – first, I'm bringing her on for two reasons, Boss Amanda.
Okay.
I want her on the show because we love her, and she's been the greatest boss we've ever had.
Yeah, she's actually producing the Laker game tonight, too.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to her about two things. First of all, she is a huge fan of Yellowstone. Have you watched the show Yellowstone?
No, but you know what's interesting? Lisa, my wife, and Amanda have always hit it off. They're friends. And Lisa loves Yellowstone. Might be her favorite show.
Everybody
I have not
says
watched
watch
it.
Yellowstone.
I have walked in on it, and it looks like it's really good.
Yeah,
it looks like it's Game of Thrones in the Wild West.
Yeah, it's
basically like
Kevin Costner, who's always great, and then there's a character. I watched part of the pilot last night. I watched half the pilot, and it was a woman named Beth who just seems like a total badass, and somebody tweeted me and said she's tougher than Shiv is on Succession. It sounds like Succession in Montana is kind of my impression. We'll talk to her about that. But also, here's some diva behavior. So we had a show meeting. What was that, 6 months ago maybe, a show meeting?
Oh, we have about once every 6 months.
And we got onto a Zoom call, and it was me, and I think at that point it was Lindsay and Amanda, me, John. And Boss Amanda starts saying some stuff, and I was like, that's bull. That's not right.
You walked out of the show meeting.
And I just closed my computer. I'm just like, I'm done with this meeting. I stormed out. So the question is, will I actually storm out of the show
meeting?
Well,
and the other thing is, Kaplan would never do that. He doesn't have the guts to do that.
No.
He wouldn't walk out. That's true diva behavior, right?
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't believe
I'm offended
arguing
that Morales even brought this up as a possibility.
So what about you, though, John? Like, even Morales said it in the open there. How come you're not in the running for the biggest diva? You have to be in first class. You have to fly commercial.
But see,
you
that's
have to
bougie
live behind the gates.
Yeah, that is bougie. I would argue that I'm a snob. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm a hotel snob. Like, I probably wouldn't stay in half the hotels.
How is that not diva?
A diva would take it a step further. The difference is a diva would go to the hotel, and if she didn't like her room, would demand to be put in the penthouse.
Yeah, see, I think it's diva and the snob. That's a very good way to translate the show, diva and the snob.
Sounds like a great TV show, by the way.
I'm just snooty.
Yeah, John is very snooty, won't wait in lines.
I very rarely rock the boat with other people. I just take care of everything in advance. But Kaplan and Mason would both, like, make it about them. I tend not to do that. Yeah, Michael and I tend to fly below the radar because we kind of work everything out in advance.
Right. All right, coming up next for you, we got so much stuff coming up, so don't go and stay where you are. I got all kinds of really cool wild card weekend betting things.
Oh, good. I need to make some more bets. The only bet I have right now is I have the Niners. Bergman, you made a bet today. Who are you betting on, Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm betting on Buffalo -4. I got 20K on that, by the way.
Right, I got 10K.
20K?
Mace, have you made any bets yet for this weekend?
No, okay. No bets yet. I'm kind of waiting for some advice from the Fez, and then I'm going to go the other way.
Okay. He has been cold.
He's been bad.
He's 5-7 this year. I'm like, yeah, just flip a coin. All right. And we'll tell you about the thing we got coming up that we're doing on Friday with Ramona. It's actually really cool picking the football games. Mason in Ireland, 7:10 ESPN.
Tyler. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so yesterday, did you hear about Laura Rutledge's baby Reese?
Yeah, and better than the Fez.
Yes, picked went 14-3 picking football games. So what Laura did, and she's coming on the show tomorrow, is she took the helmets for each team in different bowl games. And then the baby, I guess, crawled up and grabbed one of the helmets, and that's how she knew who to pick. And the baby went 14-3, which shows you just how random picking can be.
Well, you've been saying this for years, that – you know, I hear people say, I'm a professional gambler. I always think when they say that, they're full of crap. There's maybe 50 people in the world who are doing that for a living. Now, you can monetize it if you have, like, a platform like the Fez does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he doesn't just bet, all right? He does other things. If you're just betting, if that's how you're making your living, you might as well take Laura Rutledge's baby and have her pick the helmet. She went 14-3. The Fez went 5-7. It is an absolute crapshoot. The greatest thing that's ever happened to me and you and to Bergman and Jorge is Mythical Money, because
yeah.
I'm convinced we've had so many bad beats over the years that we will never develop a gambling problem. No one on this show will actually bet real money because it is so easy to lose. I mean, the other night, Alabama had the ball, the lead, everything, and then just cratered against Georgia. Just like stopped playing the game.
Yep.
If I had real money, I'd kill myself. That's just insane.
So here's what we're going to do on Friday. You're out on Friday, so and Momo's going
to
be flown in Friday.
Yeah.
Right. So we are going to do this. Momo's baby, or I guess he's a toddler now, Daniel, he's 3, is going to do what Laura Rutledge did with her baby.
Okay.
And I am going to take 2 treats and put them on the floor, and one's going to be for each team, and whichever one Sophie goes to first, that will be the pick. So it's going to be Sophie versus Daniel.
Okay, and here's what I think you should do.
Okay.
Then have Bergman just pick the games, like, against the dog and the baby. And I bet you, Greg, you don't win. And
Most likely.
If I was on the show, I would volunteer to be that person. But since I'm not going to be there, you got to do it.
Are you smarter than a baby or a dog?
Yeah.
The answer is resoundingly no.
And when it comes to picking sports, I'm telling you, if you're out there, if you have a gambling problem, get help, because you can't win. I mean, the biggest locks always come out to be not locks.
No question.
It's just insane.
Okay, so Wild Card Week, I'm super excited about Wild Card Week, especially after Sunday and all the drama and all the excitement and all that stuff. So there are 2 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday, and then the Rams play Monday night, which I'll be at SoFi Stadium. It's Arizona. By the way, the DeAndre Hopkins will not play. J.J. Watt will play for the Cardinals on Monday night.
Okay.
So here's a question. Pull up the games in front of you. The games that are coming up this weekend.
Okay.
And here's one of the things you can bet on. How many wild card teams will win this weekend? It's over or under 2. Over or under 2.
Well, I'm already picking the Niners to win. So
yep.
I only need to get one. It's not like 1.5 or 2.5, because normally that makes you pick a side.
It's weird. Let's call it 2.5.
Okay,
yeah, for some reason it's 2 here.
2.5. All right, so I'm just gonna go over them one at a time. All right.
Yep.
I think I'll go in order of them being played. Saturday, New England at Buffalo.
Yep.
Now Buffalo's the division winner there, right?
Yes, and the Patriots are the wild card.
Patriots could win that game.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Won in Buffalo once before. Okay, put that on hold. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Both
no
wild cards, right? Or is Tampa?
Oh no,
the division
Tampa won
winner?
The division, and the
all right,
Eagles
Tampa
are the
wins
wild
that.
Card.
Yeah, Tampa wins that game. All right, San Francisco. I've already said is going to win. San Francisco at Dallas. That's the Sunday late game.
So that's one for sure. Chiefs, Steelers. Steelers are the wild card. No way in hell.
Right. And then there's the Rams.
Cardinals, Rams. Cardinals are the wild card. Rams are the division winner. So you're basically down to Patriots, Bills, Cardinals, Rams. Do both of those wind up upsets for the wild card?
No. One of those teams, one of those favorites will win. The Rams or the Bills will win. I would take the under, although I'm very worried about the Rams. I'm afraid bad Stafford's going to show up.
I feel really good about the Rams. I feel really good. I mean, for all the talk, they played really well against San Francisco. They played well against a team that had been playing really well, and they took them to overtime. I feel okay about the Rams going into this game.
If you look at the two games they played against Arizona this year.
One they got blown out, and one they won comfortably.
They did not. That was not comfortable.
Wasn't it?
No. That game was much closer. They won. And they pulled it out at the end of the game in Arizona. They had the lead and they held on to it. But
I think 30-23.
Yeah. I think Arizona matches up really well against the Rams. If you put a gun to my head and made me pick it, I would take the Rams. But I'm very worried about them. I think that if bad Stafford shows up, you're in big trouble.
But isn't that true? I mean, isn't that true of every team? Like if bad Brady shows up and throws three picks,
what's an example of bad Brady?
Well, I know, but I mean, if he came out and threw three picks, wouldn't the likelihood be that they find a way to lose that game?
But here's the difference.
If bad Rodgers shows up.
But there is no bad Rodgers. Since the first week of the season, he's thrown two interceptions. That's it for the whole year. Stafford has more interceptions than any quarterback remaining in the playoffs.
Yep, 17.
And so he's got to – I mean, like that one he threw that ended the game the other day, this throw it blindly into triple coverage and hope Odell Beckham makes a play doesn't work. And I'm sure McVay's told him that, and I don't understand why he keeps throwing it. Now, having said that, for every bad throw I can point out that Stafford made, I could also point out a good throw that most quarterbacks couldn't have made. So he's got that in him too. He's got it in him to play like an MVP. But I think that – can you think of a player – maybe Josh Allen, maybe, but I think the answer is Stafford, who has more on the line in these playoffs than he does. What player would be, because if the Rams were to lose.
Jimmy G.
Not really. Jimmy G's on his way out in most people's minds anyway.
If he wins, don't they keep him?
Well, what's win mean? If he beats the Cowboys.
If he beats Dallas and then he doesn't,
loses in Green Bay. I don't know.
I think Jalen Hurts is basically playing for his job.
You don't think he's already earned it?
I don't know. I don't know that they're that excited. I
love Jalen Hurts. Going to the playoffs.
I love Jalen Hurts from a fantasy perspective because he runs the ball, but I'm not. Is he a franchise quarterback?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I think if the Rams win, Stafford will get a lot of credit, and if they lose, he'll get most of the blame. McVay has already made it to a Super Bowl, so they're not going to blame McVay if they lose. Fans aren't. They're going to put it on Stafford.
Well, if McVay does a couple of those stupid things he did in the last game, then he's going to get some blame.
Like the third and one?
Like the third and one, and like the running it three times into the line at the end of regulation. Yeah. That was.
Are we
one.
Getting him this week, Greg?
We are actually not. He's going to go on Travis and Sliwa tomorrow.
Because I had a bunch of tough questions for him.
Why don't you go on to Travis and Sliwa tomorrow at 12:30 and ask your tough questions?
Oh, okay. We're going to introduce Steve Mason, who's got tough questions for you, Coach. Here we go.
Exactly. It would be incredible.
Hey, by the way, Mace, Eric Weddle is coming out of retirement. Is that a good move or a bad move?
Well, it's a necessary move, unfortunately. I mean, I hope he's still got something. But, I mean, Jordan Fuller is gone for the year now with that ankle injury. Taylor Rapp is dinged up. He's in concussion protocol. And Darius Williams had a shoulder injury in that game. I think they needed reinforcements for the secondary. Now he's been out of the game for 2 years. I mean, do you just roll out of bed one day and jump into a starting safety role in an NFL playoff game?
I always liked Weddle.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Six-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro.
Tremendous leader.
He's 37. Retired after the 2019 season in which he started all 16 games for the Rams. So
I mean, the question is, who else are you going to get? If Jordan Fuller's gone for the year, I think there are worse ideas. If they don't feel like anybody on the practice squad is ready to go from the jump, then I guess Weddle is worth a roll of the dice.
Right. So, and he's playing safety, so it's not like he's a corner where you're going to pick on him. you know, he's a safety, kind of roams the field and helps out everywhere and tries to make plays. I actually I'm excited for him.
By the way,
if
they lose, don't you think Raheem Morris gets a chunk of the blame?
Well, it depends what the score is.
They went from first in the league defensively to 15th in the league defensively this year, and they clearly could not stop the 49ers in that game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, normally, if you're the defensive coordinator for the Rams, you get a really good job somewhere else.
Well, the offensive coordinator, Kevin O'Connell, the Broncos have already asked for permission to speak to him.
Well, McVay's coaching tree is pretty successful.
Zach
Taylor and
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, those guys both, you know, won double-digit games this year.
Home runs. Yeah, absolute home runs. All right, coming up next is Boss Amanda. And Boss Amanda, I want to talk to her about two things. One, Yellowstone. She's got to sell me up on it. If she does, I will start it tonight.
By the way, I think Yellowstone has had three seasons. Is that?
No, this is, they just finished season four.
Four seasons. Okay, so that's a good
Very bingeable. Very bingeable. Plus, we have a show meeting tomorrow. She'll give us a sneak preview. I hate these show meetings. All right, Boss Amanda's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That's sage advice right there.
You should give out a gambling hotline. That sounds like one of those where you say, if you've got a gambling problem,
yeah, please 1-800-STOP-NOW.
That's
your 800 number.
Quit it. 1-800-GIVE-UP. You forgot, and it's been pointed out multiple times, you forgot your Raiders when you were picking wild card games.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about that game, and I was just saying it to Greg. I don't love that the Raiders played Sunday night overtime, and they've got to play the first game on Saturday, going to Cincinnati. But they've surprised me all year, so maybe they surprise again. I still would take the under. 2.5 is the number you gave me. I'd take the under.
Yeah. Yeah, you would take. Wait, you would take the points?
No, I would take two teams or less. Wild cards.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, hey, look, it's Boss Amanda's on the line. Hey, Boss Amanda, how you doing?
Guys.
The greatest boss I have ever had in my entire career, which goes back.
Yeah, stop lying.
Yeah, no, seriously, back to 1983.
You know he used to say this to whoever the boss was when you were producing our show.
That's why I'm still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he said that to Mike Thompson back in the day, I remember.
Well, he said it to Larry Gifford, and I know it wasn't true then.
Do divas suck
Larry,
up?
It wasn't true. We know that one wasn't true.
Yeah, that one definitely was not.
suck up, by the way? I don't think divas suck up. Just saying.
Oh, well, that's a valid point, Taylor.
No, but he said.
That was Greg, but yeah. I guess we sound
Greg,
the same.
Sorry.
I know you have so many employees.
Amanda, I want to know this. Everybody says I'm always curious, what should I be watching on TV? What should I be checking out? And I always follow, you know, the advice of and everybody right now says watch Yellowstone. Now my understanding is you're a big Yellowstone fan. Why?
Why? Well,
yeah,
first
why?
Of all, yes, I've seen all four seasons. Just finished the season finale last week for season four. You know, it was one of those shows that I actually stumbled upon because I was looking for something, you know, what was it, a couple years ago, I guess. And I'm a huge Kevin Costner fan.
Yeah.
So, number one, if you're a Costner fan, you like his movies, you like his acting, you know, you'll
He's
like
great.
It.
He's great. I've always been a big, huge Kevin Costner fan.
Okay, well, see,
Costner
number
fan.
One, if you're a Costner fan, you're going to like it.
But it's like a Western, right? It's like a,
it's
an old-fashioned
really,
Western or a new Western?
No. So basically, it's like a current Cowboys versus Indians, in a sense.
All right, I mean, I'm gonna get right to the point you know that I don't have a long extension attention span. So I want to know two things about Yellowstone, which, by the way, Lisa, my wife, watches like you, like is way into it. Is there enough sex and is there enough killing for me to stay pay attention to this thing?
In fact, I told my parents not to watch it because there's so much of that.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. So I've raved about the show, but I told my parents last week, I'm like, don't watch it. Please don't watch it. Because I feel like there's a lot of sex, a lot of violence. You know,
everybody says this character, Beth, is just totally badass.
Oh, she's a badass. She's like, I put on Twitter last night because one of your listeners posted, asking about it. I watch Succession as well. And you've got Shiv. Well, I mean, Shiv doesn't even come close to Beth.
Wow.
Beth will kill. Beth will do whatever she has to do for her family.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to try it.
Ireland, you know how you're like a big fan of Lindsay Lohan, you know, the hot messes?
Yeah, train wreck.
Beth is, she's the biggest hot mess I've ever seen.
Excellent. That's my kind of show.
Oh, that's
right,
excellent.
There.
Excellent. Right. So, Amanda, while we got you here, so how do you think the station's going? Are you a big fan of the Mason Ireland show? You listen every day?
Dear God.
I think you guys could do better.
Really?
There you go.
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Now, Mace, that means you need to be prepared at this meeting tomorrow. There's going to be criticism, and you can't just walk out.
Yeah, that's my tease for you. I think it could be better.
So, Boss Amanda, everybody, I just told the story a little while ago. There was a meeting, I don't know, maybe, it actually might have been a year ago.
It was a while ago now.
And it was, it got really ugly really fast, and I ended up just storming out of the Zoom meeting and closing my computer.
Yes,
now, has anybody else ever done that to you as a boss?
No one has been that immature. No.
Yeah. That is a very good way of putting it. Which I think locks up the diva, doesn't it, Amanda? How do you feel about this diva thing?
Like I said, I feel like Mace is the biggest diva, but Kaplan is the biggest pain in the ass.
Because
I'll give you a couple quick examples for Kaplan.
Okay.
So one was he asked for vacation time during the holidays, which you guys usually all do, right?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
We have the 2 weeks, Christmas, New Year's. He asked for the week after New Year's, you know, when we're coming back, when the ratings book starts, all that, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you can have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I need you to work Thursday, Friday. Well, I get this dramatic email a couple weeks later. It's ruining my life. I know you don't care about this, but it's ruining my personal life, me not being able to take that week off.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna,
so
I'm,
you gave it to him then.
Wait a minute. I'm writing this down. That's what I need. If I ever need extra time, just send you an email that says you're ruining my personal life.
Yeah, see, but Ireland, the difference is I know your personal life
that's
and
true.
I know your wife.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So it would more work for me.
Difference. I mean,
well, you would just take the week off anyway.
No, he would say he needs a mental health week, and then it's like, what do I have to stand on there?
True, very true. Yeah. They're legit,
you know?
Though. They're totally legit. All right, well,
yes,
listen, Boss Amanda.
I don't mess with Mace.
I'm very excited about the show meeting tomorrow. I cannot wait to hear exactly what we're doing wrong.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back to you on Yellowstone.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of you. Now, I will say this. Like, it's going to take probably the third episode to get into it. So, like, give it a couple episodes.
Okay. Okay. I will. I'm going to start it tonight.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna
All right. Thanks, Boss Amanda.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Yep. Thank you. So there's Boss Amanda. Yeah. Everybody says try it. Everybody says try it. So I'm going to give it a roll. Some people are now saying completely wrong about Yellowstone. It is not Cowboys versus Indians at all. It's like what you guys said, Succession, Game of Thrones in Montana, close to the amount of sex violence that is in there.
How about this? Yellowstone has a prequel. This is from Mr. Very Feel. Thank you, Mr. Very Feel. Yellowstone has a prequel show out now called 1883 Official, starring Sam Elliott, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, with cameos from Tom Hanks and Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow.
So there you go.
That sounds good. That sounds good. All right. So you did. You don't think the Raiders are going to win?
I wouldn't be shocked if they won, but I don't. I don't think the NFL did them any favors giving them the first game after they had the last game in Week 17.
And has that guy Rich Bisaccia earned your respect? So at least your respect to the point where you know how to say his name.
Rich? You mean Tony DeNiro?
Yeah, you call him Tony DeNiro.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be the coach next year.
If they don't get – now, supposedly, I saw Mike Florio, a story from him on NBC Sports or whatever he does, and he said that Mark Davis is fully focused on Jim Harbaugh, but if Harbaugh doesn't get the job, they might keep Bisaccia.
I think that would be another – you know, the Raiders tend to hire guys that – you know, the higher, except for Gruden. You know, Gruden, they just gave the $100 million to and said, you go ahead and run it. But before that, they hired a bunch of guys that nobody else would really, like, nobody else was looking to hire Art Schell. You know, nobody else was looking to hire Tom Cable.
Yeah, but I mean,
Cable.
That was a trailblazing hire, the Art Schell hire.
Right, but nobody else was looking to hire Tom Cable. I don't think anybody else was looking to hire Dennis Allen. I mean, it's just the Raiders tend to hire guys that, yeah, you know, but let's see.
See, John, you're right. It's that one. It's the Tom Cable one. That's what the Raiders normally do. And Rich Bisaccia feels a lot like that. Like, he has the locker room. He has the players. He got them into the playoffs after all the craziness went on. And it's almost like Jim Tomsula, when he was the head coach of the 49ers, just thought it was like this would be a good person to step in and take over.
Right.
But it doesn't fit.
So well,
if you can get
about.
Jim Harbaugh, you'd absolutely make that happen.
After going all in for Gruden and doing the big splashy hire, I wonder if Rich Bisaccia isn't the, you know, normally owners go opposite. So I wonder if he doesn't go opposite, goes no name and low pays, you know, low balls Bisaccia, which after giving Gruden $100 million and Gruden suing for the rest of his money, you could see him doing that. But let's see.
All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. It is all the questions on there are John's questions today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Wheel of Questions time. All these questions on the wheel are of John's invention and John's imagination. The Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Taylor, let's give her a spin.
Okay. In order to answer this question, we have to identify your favorite NFL team. So, okay. Like, for me, it's the Raiders. Greg, you're the Raiders, right?
I sure am.
Taylor, what are you?
Vikings.
Sacramento doesn't have a team.
I know.
Vikings, so you're going to have to suspend disbelief a little bit with the Vikings. Then Mason is, of course, in the Ramley. He's a Rams
yes,
fan.
Yes, correct.
So, here's the question. Would you rather have your team win the next Super Bowl, but then it's followed by three losing seasons, or make it to the next four Super Bowls, but lose all four?
Ooh.
Bergman, you first.
I think this is maybe the easiest question you've ever given me on Wheel of Questions.
Why?
I'm taking the Super Bowl, and I don't care about getting there. I want to win it.
So you would put up with three losing seasons after that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We haven't won since whatever year.
I'm with Greg. Having seen none of my teams win anything in the entirety of my life, definitely picking the Super Bowl.
All right. Now, Mason, you're the hardest person to ask this question to because you're a season ticket holder.
Correct.
So you're basically signing up for
three bad years,
30 games over the next 3 years, and they would lose more than they would win. So you'd be attending in person a lot more losses after you win the Super Bowl in SoFi this year. What's your answer?
It's tougher for me because I am there every single game, and losing sucks. I was there when Jeff Fisher was the head coach, and you know,
so
Case
it would be a return to the Jeff Fisher era after this year, after you win.
But you know what? I'm with these guys. It is about winning championships. If I could see the Rams win the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium this year, that would be like a lifetime dream for me. So I'm taking the Super Bowl, Rams, SoFi Stadium, 2022.
I would go the other way. I'm the only one that's going to go the other way.
Really?
And here's why. It means my team, I get a longer ride for the next 4 years. In other words, my team wins every AFC championship game, makes it to the Super Bowl every time. I think that then you become the gold standard. Then you become, you know, the Patriots don't always win the Super Bowl, but they get there so much that you would, and the Raiders have already won multiple Super Bowls, so I'm
yeah,
okay.
But not in a long time. When was
right.
the last Super Bowl? 85?
83?
No, they didn't win that. Yeah, they,
that was the Bears in 85.
Yeah.
Oh, right, Bears in 85.
The last one was, I think, the Plunkett Super Bowl, the one in New Orleans. But the
1984.
Was that the Plunkett year?
That was at the Coliseum.
Yep.
That was one over Washington. Yeah, that was the one where Marcus Allen ran wild.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah, that's right.
38-9. Yeah, they went nuts.
Yeah, okay. So, to me, I think that you buy yourself these incredible playoff runs. And then, the other thing is, if they make it to the next four Super Bowls, I know that they've built a really good team. So, at the end of that run, you would say, okay, this is kind of like what happened with the Lakers. Remember, the Lakers won back-to-back titles in 09 and 10.
Yes.
Then they got knocked out in 11, and then it started, and then they barely made it in 12,
and then it started their
career. And those are really ugly years that you just signed up for, Mace. You just signed up for three years of just dread, and you're paying for it every game. I think if you made it to the Super Bowl every year, that means you got four, in your case, NFC championship game wins. Those are really fun.
But would you rather be the Buffalo Bills?
That's it, right there.
Here's the thing.
I mean, historically, you become the Buffalo Bills, which isn't really a good thing at all.
Every Bills fan will give one. They would want one in that situation.
No, but here's the thing. It really, what it is, if you go back to that era, do you want to be the Buffalo Bills or do you want to be the Washington Redskins? So the Redskins won that one Super Bowl in San Diego when Doug Williams went crazy, and then Dan Snyder bought the team, and that was it. Now they're terrible, and they can't get out of it. So would you rather that? Do you want that long road of ineptitude? Or they did win. You know, the Redskins are a heritage franchise.
Yeah, they've won three Super Bowls.
Or another good example is like the Giants. The Giants, Eli won, what was it, less than 10 years ago, right?
But he won two Super Bowls.
And right, but Bills haven't won anything. They haven't won anything since they won those four Super Bowls.
Look at the Giants. The Giants have the Eli Super Bowls, but now they're the worst team in the league.
But historically, would you rather look back and say, I'm the Bills or I'm the Giants? They've got four Super Bowl championships, two with Eli.
Right. I would probably take the Giants, but would you take the Redskins or the Bills?
The Redskins.
Right now to be a Redskins fan, and now I guess we have to call them the Washington football team, but the Wooft or the Bills. I think I'd rather be the Bills. I mean, they made it every year.
Today, because the Bills are good and they have Josh Allen, but
right.
if overall, you'd prefer to be a Wooft.
No, the Wooft is terrible, and you got Dan Snyder for an owner.
Nobody could ever take that away from you.
Yeah, right. They've won three Super Bowls.
Really, the example I laid out, Mace, was the Florida Marlins example. You'll
yes,
win it.
That's a good
and
example.
And then it all crumbles.
But you'll then win you it, win again.
And it all crumbles. And then you, know, you the tear Bills it down have, again.
The Bills have never, never won a Super Bowl.
Well, either are the Vikings, right, Taylor? They've been. They've just never won.
Correct.
So I can understand
Vikings
your
have never
answer.
Won.
Yeah, by the way, that's a good – I'm trying to – the set of the seven jobs that are open, all right, so there's seven of these jobs. If you got offered all seven, which one would you take?
You know,
I'm leaning Denver. The problem is I don't have a quarterback.
Denver, you're a quarterback away, and there's going to be a lot of Aaron Rodgers speculation.
At least
there's
going to
be a lot of Russell Wilson speculation.
I got Justin Fields. I got Khalil Mack.
The Raiders. The Raiders have a good quarterback. They have a good core. Their defense is playing really well. They have a good defensive core. They won 10 games. They're in the playoffs. You take the Raiders.
Mm. You know, maybe I'm alone in this, but I would take Jacksonville.
No, I wouldn't.
They've got the number one pick this year overall in the draft. They've got $72 million in cap space.
You realize that you'd have to live in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know, but you're just asking what job in terms of ability to succeed. I think Jacksonville is a quick turnaround with another lowest, overall number one draft pick.
I think the lowest is the seventh name on that list is the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants are
you
just
– You have no quarterback and you have no cap space.
Yeah, so, you know what? They have no cap space at all.
They're actually over the cap. I was watching ESPN today and somebody told the story that they're over the cap for next year.
Wow.
They're already over it for next year.
And Daniel Jones just ain't it. Whatever
right.
the question
they
is,
may,
he ain't the
because,
answer.
Because of their cap situation, they may have to stick with him. Unless you're able to trade a lot out to go get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, but you'd have to send a lot out. Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, I thought that there were only going to be three or four openings. The average amount of openings every year in the NFL is between 7 and 8.
And what
so
are we
some
at?
Way, yeah, 7.
7.
Yeah, if nobody else gets fired.
And a couple of those guys, like Brian Flores, it's beyond me why they would fire him.
Yeah, I think he'll get a coordinator job, or maybe even one of these head jobs. We'll see.
I mean, he turned them around. They were awful, and then they came on like gangbusters this year.
Yeah, and there are rumors that they may blow that guy out in Houston. I mean, he could.
After 1 year?
Yeah, he was given no chance. 1 year with no quarterback.
Yeah, 1 year with no quarterback. That would be a rough way to go. So, did you see, I kind of want to throw this out there because I want to hear from people on this. Oh, by the way, yesterday we did Taco Tuesday, and I sent two taco dinners to listeners who had the best calls. Here's what I called it, the huge call of the day, which I think is fresh, I think it's new, I don't think it's ever been done before.
Did you call Jim Rome and ask him for the copyright?
I don't know if that's copyrighted, but... But we did
that was
do
your
it
original
yesterday.
Thought, the huge call of the day?
The huge
I'll tell
call
you, John.
Day.
I'll tell you, John. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. That's good.
A lot of people grabbed vines and they swung through. So right. My idea is, and I'm not going to
say. Oh, I got it. Is your idea the smack off? Is that your idea for today?
That's
That'd
a
be
good
original.
Idea, the smack yeah. off. No, I think every day should have a thing. So, and I'm not going to send out food, or I just sent it on my own dime yesterday. These guys are like, you called me yourself? I'm like, yeah, I just said I'm giving away taco dinners. I'm calling you to get your address. So I said to the salespeople, I said, you know what? We need something for Wednesday. How about Wing Wednesday? Wing Wednesday could be a thing.
Wing Wednesday. Well, I bet you call Kate's. I bet you Buffalo Wild Wings would sponsor.
I know. It would be great for Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop or one of those
yeah.
people. And then what's – and he said Wine Wednesday.
No, but no, do wine. The wings. We had wings on the plane on the way out here, which we've never had before, and they were really good.
But yeah, there's nothing for Thursday. I was thinking
Wednesday.
There's nothing for Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, and you can sit
and
buy your beer.
Oh, I used to do Thirsty
Light.
Thursday.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
yeah.
right. Thirsty and Thursday.
Coors Light, Corona, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of sponsors that would participate in that.
Yeah. All right, here's what I want to throw out to you, and I want to throw it out to everybody. So J.R. Smith discovered he's in college right now. He's going
yeah,
to
he's 36.
He's going to North Carolina A&T. And he tweeted out, who the hell put these letters in math and why? Which indicates that he may be unfamiliar with algebra.
Do you think it's that? Do you think he's just venting that he's bad at algebra, or do you think he actually never heard of it?
I don't think he heard of it. Do you think he heard of it?
Well, I'll save this story for after we get some people on the phones, but I had a faux pas like this a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Where I got on Lisa about something she did, and it was completely an asinine. I just didn't know something. I had a cultural blind spot.
Yep.
And it's kind of embarrassing, but I'll share it with you coming up.
Okay, cool. So the question is, what is the thing that you wish you knew earlier in life? For J.R. Smith, algebra would have been handy, going to college now, taking math classes. What is the thing you wish you knew earlier in life? 877-710-ESPN. I've got some. Just some random ones and some philosophical and all that. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN.